Art Fair Confidential, the Be in the Know podcast for the art curious. Join the creators of Art Expo New York and Spectrum Miami Art Fairs as they delve into the passions of art collectors, the creative spirit of artists, the how-tos of a successful art business, and the importance of art in today's world with interviews, discussions, and collaborations. Sponsored by Art Business News.
Well, it's my first time at Spectrum, so I just appreciate being here. First of all, what I've experienced is seeing a lot of helpful and wonderful people around me. Some of the artists, some of the artwork has been quite intriguing. The experience, the overall experience especially, has been phenomenal. I love the way how the security is, the way everything's set up, and one cannot complain. Well, we'll start with The New Human, which is one of the pieces that I really wanted to work on. I was working on this during the height of the pandemic, and it was a point, you know, in all of our lives, I'm slurring my speech a bit, all of our lives, that era, that time when, you know, we felt trapped. So as you can see, this particular figure or subject is trapped in this bio suit where, just like we were in our homes, in our apartments, et cetera, we couldn't do anything, and we almost felt like we were becoming stationary robots. So I wanted to develop on the idea behind it whilst at the same time going through the experience. A bunch of different valves hooked up on the back of and the front and the arm. So this represents all the things that are being pumped into us, whether it's information, food that we're buying on demand, having it delivered to us, you know, goods and services and everything, and you couldn't leave your home. So I wanted to convey all of that in this one piece. And also I wanted to add some other affection or feature to it with the organisms that we use in our everyday lives we exploit them. So I wanted to add that in there as well. So that's what you see every now and then. You can see a different face. You can see some bioorganisms popping in and dropping out. And the only thing that's left of this subject, rather than its full biological body, is the brain, where everything else is mechanical.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And I see you have other works.
Yes, sir. This one right here is the Imagineer, and this was also done during the height of the pandemic, and I did them sort of side by side. So as I was working on this, I was working on this. So when I got tired of working on this one, I'll jump on this one. And this is all brushwork where I tell a story right side up, portrait, upside down portrait, and right side up landscape, and upside down landscape. When you flip it four different ways, it tells four different stories. For instance, I'll pick one section out of there that I will show you. Well, this piece right here, and this section right here, I mean, it shows that, you know, once again, exploitation of animals that we use, and this is a mutant eating them, and it's like literally defecating into a fast food restaurant, an unknown one, of course. Then you have here a hype beast alien who comes from a different dimension. He's so in love with the stuff that Earth has, he wants to come here and buy the stuff and eat the food and stuff because he's just a hype beast. And I put envy on this because, you know, if aliens do exist, they got better rides than us. They got flying cars. But in all, it's a very intriguing piece. There's a whole bunch of different sections of it that talk about things that we go through in life, and all this I was thinking as I was painting it. And I painted it, like I said, section by section. Every day I'll come in, and it was just straight off my mind, I painted it. And I call it Imagineer because I'm an Imagineer. I'm a conceptual artist. I like to conceptualize paintings and different themes in my artwork, of course. So I wanted to just show like a glimpse from your point of view into my head. Thank you. I actually, biology was one of my favorite subjects as a teen coming up, you know. But then as I got older, I think I pushed more for art than the actual science, because there's just too much conflict and debate and what else should I add? There's just too much conflict and debate when it comes to biology and science. So I'd rather just stay away from it and focus on what I can control.
Listen to more of the Art Fair Confidential podcasts at redwoodartgroup.com/podcasts. And we'd love to hear your feedback as well as suggestions for new topics. Just drop us a note at at info@redwoodartgroup.com or click on the comments box at the bottom of the podcast website page. Remember to stay in the know. Join us next time for more Art Fair Confidential.